Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
There was supposed to be a big unbeatable lefty on the mound Thursday night, and there sure was. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. When you look back on UNC's ultimate game of gotcha against NC State last night, the stunning shutout can be traced to the previous games for both teams. Of course, the Tar Heels had to beat a very good LSU club to keep playing, and the Wolfpack fell into peril by failing to defeat UCLA and dropping into the loser's bracket. In the Russian roulette College World Series, positioning is everything. So the rematch with State came a day earlier than it might have been, and that gave the advantage to Mike Fox's gutty crew in the localized elimination game on the biggest stage in college baseball. Whoever lost was going home feeling mighty low despite a great season up to that point. Clearly, the place to be is the winner's bracket, or there is a hellacious hill to climb in this format. Carolina had a fresh, if flu-ridden horse to ride in Rocky Mount junior Hobbs Johnson, and State had no choice but to come back with its southpaw ace Carlos Rodon on 3 days' rest. Johnson battled strep throat and the tough State lineup to throw a career gem in his longest college stint with more than 120 pitches before coming out in the ninth of the 7-0 victory. Both brilliant and bullying, his sweeping motion and popping fastball were too much for the State hitters to see and to solve as the Heels inched out and then blew out the pack, making last Sunday's party in Hillsborough Street a distant memory. Gotcha. Getting the lead in this game was key because Rodon was his old self for the first few innings, striking out four of the first five Tar Heels he faced and finishing with six Ks before he exited, clearly spent. Brian Holberton's super slick slide-away tag at home plate provided the first run. Colin Moran's RBI single made it 2-0, and then the Heels blew an open in the eighth. By then, most of the 25,000 who had come to watch in person were long gone into the Omaha night. As satisfying and avenging was this victory, there is still much work to do by the top-seeded team in college baseball. Cinderella UCLA, one of the underdogs in the final eight, now has to be beaten twice on consecutive nights in order for the Tar Heels to make the championship best-of-three series. It can happen if Kent Emanuel finds his stuff, and so far Carolina has survived four NCAA elimination games. We can thank Hobbs, the horse, who outdueled Rodon the Great, to take his place in Tar Heel baseball history. This is Archansky. See ya.